we established a little bit of rhythm. Finally, we hadn't had that much all year and got the running game going, got the triple option going some, our rear. They had a tough time with it, even though we weren't, a lot of times we were missing, still missing some blocks, key blocks on it. We were making the correct reads and moving the ball that way and then hitting some timely passes here and there. But we also had another drop or a touchdown in the first half too. We should have been up on those guys.
What about this Gibbs team? Did you see a lot of athleticism from them? And if so, did it give you any problems last night?
No, they had some good athletes. Number nine, their quarterback was really good. Number two, broke some runs and broke some tackles, but nothing that we couldn't handle. I think sometimes, you have issues, you know, you got a rural school going up against a city school. That's the kind of an intimidation factor sometimes, which I don't get. And I think it may work both ways even on that at some ends, but we basically just, like I said, I had two or three players that made some good runs and broke some tackles. And, a lot of times it's just us missing assignments or shooting two guys and, missing a blitz call and shooting the same gap and leaving another gap open and a guy gashes us up the middle, you know.
We discussed the health of your football team throughout the season. You've had some key injuries all throughout the season. You had the bye week to kind of heal up some. Do you feel like your team is getting back to a good, healthy point right now?
Yeah. And then, of course, last night we had our middle linebacker hurt his ankle a little bit. I think he's going to be okay. And Miles, that was Eli Kirby, and Miles Lefty, our quarterback, his elbow was the bottom, so we couldn't hardly throw at all in the second half because he couldn't. He was having trouble with his elbow. We're hoping that was just a hit on it, and it's not anything that's not going to take a couple of days and be able to go again. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. So as soon as we thought we were getting everybody back, we may or may not be.
We talked a lot about your quarterback and his development this year. Miles Lefty last night throws for 123 yards. He has a touchdown, a long 54-yard touchdown pass. What happened on that play, being in the fourth quarter there? He hooks up with Rylan Miller. What went on during that play to make it successful?
They were playing a lot of press coverage and then backing out of it. And Rylan, we hadn't thrown Rylan's way at all, so I think that we kind of just caught him. You know, we've been going, Dalton Barker was on the other side, and we've been throwing that way, him and Thaddeus Stoneman. And been going that way a lot when we did throw the ball and he went on that way. I think we kind of lulled him to sleep there on that. And he just kind of ran by the corner, just a jet route there, go route or whatever, and hit him in stride. Perfect. It was perfect execution.
We're speaking with York Institute head football coach Kerry Johnson on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders as York Institute losing at home last night to Gibbs 41-13. Lefty, as we mentioned, 123 yards passing. Also had a 100-yard rushing night last night. Coach, despite all you're playing, that was an out-of-region game, of course, last night. Another out-of-region game this week as you'll take on a pretty good Clay County squad. What do you see of Clay County that really impresses you about them?
They play their assignments and they'll get after it. They got 11 guys going to the ball, well coached, obviously have a good chance to go deep into the playoffs in 1A. We're going to have our hands full, with those guys. We know it. And, they like to last. I haven't watched a lot of the recent stuff. I had watched them on a scrimmage game where they like to spread you out and run the ball a lot, like, you know, a lot of teams do that right now. Like I said, it's basically just us, you know, not beating ourselves. We had two or three turnovers in a row last night, where it was 14-7, or 21-8. Gibbs took the second half and scored and went up 21-7. We gave them the ball right back on like the first or second play, and they scored again. All of a sudden it was from 14-7 to 28-7. We can't have that, and we had 80 yards in penalties last night, but they had 9. Once again, we hadn't had that bug bite us in two or three games, and so we got it against Clay County. We can't do that.
Timing of turnovers and penalties, Coach, can be some of the most devastating aspects of a football game. It can take you from having all the momentum. You know this is much better than I do, but take all the momentum away from you and shift it in just a matter of seconds, it seems like.
Oh, that's where it was last night, and it was a dogfight. And then, like I said, but they scored, and we're still in it. They really hadn't stopped us once we got our thing going. And in the very first play, like I said, I think it's the first or second play, we give them the ball right there on about the 15-yard line, and like a, and another two plays later, it's it went from, like I said, 14-7 to 28-7 in a hurry. And even on our first scoring drive in the second quarter, it was a 94-yard scoring drive. We overcame a 15-yard personal foul on that one. So, I mean, it's you can't play behind the sticks and win.
York Institute, a tough night last night. They'll bounce back against Clay County next week. And, of course, in week 11, get a chance to play Rockwood for a chance to move up to the number 3 seed out of Region 2-2A. Coach Kerry Johnson, we're wishing you the best of luck throughout the rest of the regular season on into the playoffs.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks.